saying, the young are our future. But I beg to differ. You are our present. You are our right now. When two Jewish students and one black college student went to Mississippi in 1964 for Freedom Summer, they paid the highest price. The Mississippi Move. Goodman, Spurney, and Cheney left them to serve as a model for our movement. A small group of African-American youth sat down at a lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina in 1960, refused to leave. Americans were transfixed. The soul of America was transformed. Dr. King led the movement in Montgomery. He was only 26. The whole world changed. When I first marched at Martin at Selma in 1965, I was 23. He was still only 36. Dr. King told us that times of crisis were also times of opportunity. The politics could be redefined, society turned upside down. Young people acted on behalf of the moral center. The young America moves, the whole world moves. Without vision, the people perish. Without vision, we end up with division. 2 years ago, George W. Bush campaigned on the idea he would bring back unity, bipartisanship, and a change in tone in our national politics. Now he campaigns on division, Republican partisanship, and a change in regime in Iraq. I say we should finish the fight we're already in before starting to take on another invasion and occupation. Let's keep our eyes on the prize. Rather than hope, we get bitter rather than better. That's true for America, acting from fear. We make the whole world nervous. It's also true for us, acting from fear instead of hope. We create division and make our movement weaker. As we reassemble our coalition of conquerors, we must not let the diseases we fight against infect our movement. Say no to racism, but don't stop there. Say no to sexism, but don't stop there. Say no to anti-Semitism, anti-Islamism. Say no to homophobia, but don't stop there. Our movement must reflect the healing and the values that we seek. Innocent Iraqi children, for our own soldiers, many of them minorities and poor, to the American economy, to the war of a $200 billion cost. There's a time to every season under heaven. Sometimes wars are necessary. If you will, the Civil War to save the Union, to end slavery, was a necessary war. World War II to end fascism was a necessary war. And this, getting Saddam out of Kuwait was necessary. Attacking Grenada and Panama and now attacking Iraq preemptively is unnecessary. We can go a better way. There was a time for peace. Now is such a time. A time for the UN, not unilateralism. A time for pressure, not preemptive strikes. A time for international criminal courts, not invasions. Saddam Hussein should be held accountable for his crimes.
That's a good argument for the International Criminal Court. Not a good argument for bombing Baghdad. If we launch a preemptive strike on Iraq, we lose all moral authority. How will we then signal to India, to Pakistan, to China, and they consider preemptive strikes? What moral authority do we have when we say to Putin, when he invokes the Bush doctrine of preemption against Chechnya? We lose our moral authority with one bullet diplomacy. One bullet diplomacy is for gangsters and thugs, not great nations such as ours. extreme. The struggle for peace is long and unpopular, but we must prevail. And to ask the question, is it popular? Politics asks the question, would it work? Morality asks the question, is it right?